Why does no one talk about the power of being the connector? I think it's the most important thing you can be. Let's play some Would You Rather. All right. Would you rather take restaurant recommendations from someone who has been to the restaurant they are proclaiming is delectable, or would you rather take advice on where to eat from someone who heard someone else talk about how good it was? Easy answer. The point I'm trying to make here is that you have this same type of persuasiveness when you are the one who has experienced the experience. One of the most powerful relationship building aspects is being the connector. This is the person who matches people together on the terms of like-minded vision, drive, purpose, and social economic stature. One major flaw I see in proclaimed connectors is when they don't know one of the sides of the connection as well as they claim they do. These connections rarely ever work and usually end up leaving a bad taste in the mouth of the person they did actually know. The connector was not the expert in one of these people they were vouching to know. How does this build confidence, you ask? When going through an experience, either good or bad, you have now gained validation that you are able to speak on the experience. Just like I can't tell someone who is about to climb Mount Everest that they should prepare mentally. I haven't done it. So let me introduce you to this term, parroting. This means to repeat exactly what someone else says without understanding it or thinking about its meaning. Does it drive you nuts when someone tells you something they've heard on the news like it was their idea? Or when you watch sports commentary on TV after the game and your coworker repeats the exact thing the analyst said like it was their original idea? Don't be a parrot. The reason this is very important is because your word is your character. And if you become the person who connects people with the wrong people or gives advice when it isn't yours to give, your word quickly loses its weight. Gain confidence today, knowing that the experiences you go through, even when they are very difficult, are only helping you become a better, more confident leader to others. So I get the question asked a lot, David, how do you stay so young? How do you still look like you're in your 20s? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I like to think that. And I do get that question a lot. And hopefully it's not people asking why I act young, but why I stay young and look young. And really the reason is what I've been doing for the past year. The skin company I have been using is called OneSkin, and for my face, it's cleared up rosacea, it's helped keep my skin vibrant, it actually has reduced the actual true age of my skin. It's crazy. It's like telomeres where you reduce the actual age of who you are. This reduces the age of your skin. My wife and I, we went up to HQ in San Francisco early 2023, and we saw the entire lab, met the people, saw the mission that they are on, and they're doing it. They are quickly becoming the number one skincare company. They've got skin lotion for your face, for your entire body, even healthy sunscreen, which is very hard to come by. OneSkin, as amazing as they are, they've given me and my wife the ability to give out a code to get 15% off to try it out for yourself. My code is David15. My wife says Taylor15. Decide who you like better. Be careful. But really, it's been a game changer for me, and I won't use anything else because of what it's done for my skin. So check it out for yourself, oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co, and the code is David15 or Taylor15. Let me know how you're liking it.